With this look at Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond. Around the area last night, girls high school basketball action. Mansfield senior edging out Worcester 75-72. Ashland a winner over Lexington 53-43. Wayndale beat Hillsdale 84-39. And Mansfield Christian beat Central Christian 48-30. The Tusky Valley and Ridgewood game was canceled. Be sure to tune in tonight. Boys high school basketball coming your way. West Holmes traveling to Lexington. We're on the air at 7 o'clock here on the radio. Tip-off is at 7:30. Then tomorrow, listen to day one of our Classic in the Country coverage from Highland. We'll be broadcasting all 20 games, along with interviews and reports throughout the 3 days of the Classic in the Country, with coverage beginning tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock. Around the area tonight in high school basketball, in addition to West Holmes and Lexington, which you'll hear here on WKLM, Highland is at Garaway. That's going to be a big one. Triway at Tuslaw. Chippewa will host Wayndale. Loudonville's at Mansfield Christian. Danville at Mount Gilead. St. Pete's will play host to Central Christian. Indian Valley's at Ridgewood. New Philly's at Tusky Valley. Claymont hosts Sandy Valley. Newcomerstown is at Conotton Valley. Buckeye Trail playing host to Southern Local. And Ashland will host Mount Vernon. The Ohio High School Athletic Association Board of Directors met regarding the upcoming winter sports tournaments with adjustments due to COVID-19. The previous established sectional tournament draw meeting dates will stay the same, along with the dates of the state tournaments. In wrestling, the state tournament will not be held at the Schottenstein Center, which is not able to host the event this year. The OHSAA is seeking three high schools, preferably in Central Ohio, due to travel considerations, to each host a division. The district and state tournaments will split sessions with seven weight classes competing at a time, followed by a break, and then the other seven weight classes. Spectator limitations are to be determined. In basketball, the regional and state tournament sites are all to be determined. It is not yet known which of the previously announced sites will permit events to be held at their venue or which will allow spectators. The OHSAA intends to use neutral sites for the regional tournaments. The board approved the 2021 football regulations, which include adjustments due to the 2021 regular season beginning a week earlier so that the playoffs can be expanded. The first Friday of the regular season is August 20th, and the regular season will conclude on October 23rd, followed by 6 weeks of playoffs instead of 5 weeks. The top 12 teams in each region will qualify for the postseason. The board tabled a proposal from the Ohio Association of Track and Cross Country Coaches to expand the track and field tournament to 4 divisions. At this time, the OHSAA's focus is to conduct the 2021 season and tournament series, as a number of issues still need to be discussed regarding a potential expansion to 4 divisions. The site of the 2021 state tournament is also to be determined. Philip Forsberg scored the tie-breaking goal at 5:48 of the third period to lead the Nashville Predators over the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-1 in their season opener. Luke Kunin and Callie Yarnak also scored for the Predators, who have won 11 of their last 14 home openers. Youngzi Saros made 29 saves. Boone Jenner had the goal for Columbus. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski is back with his playoff team after having COVID-19. Kevin Stefanski returned to the team's facility Thursday, 10 days after he tested positive with the virus and after he missed Cleveland's playoff win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. Stefanski had been isolated in his home for the required 10 days since contracting COVID-19. Stefanski couldn't be with the Browns last week. He watched from home on his basement TV as Cleveland beat the Steelers in Heinz Field for the first time since 2003. He'll make his playoff debut Sunday when the Browns play the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Urban Meyer agreed to become head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars on Thursday. He leaves the broadcast booth and returns to the sidelines after a two-year absence that followed another health scare. The 56-year-old Meyer was team owner Shad Khan's top target. Khan waited nearly a week to get a contract signed. They met last Friday on Khan's yacht in Miami, again Wednesday, and one final time at the facility Thursday. Meyer has won three college national championships with a staggering winning percentage of more than 85%. With this look at hometown sports, I'm Michael Hammond.